It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good
Happy
morning.
Holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Now, I was going to spin the camera around, but I've got it so perfectly centered. I didn't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. You're like right there, perfectly centered in the screen. So I was going to, well, here. Let me see if I bring this over here. Look what Megan brought me.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We're dropping those off with all of our wonderful partners.
The emotional support poinsettia plant.
That's right.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Thank you. Some holiday cheer.
Thank you
Merry
so
Christmas.
Much. Well, I have one thing decorating the office. Actually, two. I've got the little Charlie Brown Christmas tree out in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a pooping reindeer.
I missed the pooping reindeer, but you have quite a collection of rubber chickens.
We got
pooping reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, we got. Well, we added a new one when we were up in New York.
Uh-huh.
I got a fried chicken rubber chicken. So yeah, he's over there. He's adorning the window right now. But that's not why you're here.
No.
You're here to talk about the nonprofit landscape and the season of giving, and it's extremely important what Share Greater Lynchburg does and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. So tell us how things are going wrapping up the year.
Yeah. I thought we'd just do a wrap-up visit here to mm-hmm. just say thank you to the community and to you for supporting the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation and Share Greater Lynchburg.
Absolutely.
We just published our annual report for GLCF, and it's just full of really good news, and everyone needs some good news right now. We were able to, in the last fiscal year, we were able to give out $2.64 million to the community to 253 different nonprofits. And that's just really exciting. It's record setting in many ways to be able to serve that many organizations with donations. And that comes from the community through designated funds and undesignated funds. So the Community Foundation is an awesome place to be considering about giving this season.
Mm-hmm.
Funds support so many different needs in the community. And the great news is that it's not just automatic. The organizations have to apply for these grants every fall and spring.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of accountability that goes into that. They have to write a grant, what their needs are, say how they're spending their grant. There's follow-up on that. And it really causes the distribution committee to have a really good pulse on what's going on in the community and distribute, and also make recommendations if there's nonprofits doing similar work to make sure that they're collaborating together and that the ecosystem is working in tandem with one another.
Sure.
And that's what Share Greater Lynchburg is about as well, is connecting nonprofits together. But we will be sending out a press release today from the foundation, and it's going to tell about the fall distribution. We had 98 different organizations receive grants this fall, for the fall cycle, and that's to the tune of $610,000. So, you know, each cycle we see an increase of organizations applying, as well as organizations receiving grants. And so, you know that the need is greater than you know, what funds we have, but it's wonderful that we are able to, I think we had 103 apply and 98 are receiving grants. So that's pretty excellent. And we have some donor designated funds that are supporting that as well. So, please keep the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation in mind as you consider your giving at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And as you're looking at different funds and, designated funds, there's ways to help so many different organizations in the community. And the next cycle that we have coming up is in the spring, and that'll be in March. And we have the Century Fund that is a $100,000 grant that will be able to be applied for in the spring as well.
That's tremendous, and mm-hmm. that is really a transformative grant. All the grants are very, very important to our nonprofit landscape. Tell folks about the types of nonprofit organizations that the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation helps fund.
Yes, it really is across the landscape. So it's health and human services, children, youth. There's arts and culture grants, and some organizations that distribute kind of limit it to certain categories, but we're really hitting on all the areas. There's, you know, food insecurity is a really big component, and helping the organizations that do that work. There's after school programs and community education foundations across the area. And we do cover the city of Lynchburg, Appomattox, Amherst, Bedford, and Campbell counties. And that there's organizations in all those areas that benefit from the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation's funding.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we're just really pleased that almost 100 organizations are receiving grants right now. And we have the youth philanthropy program that's the students are currently, they just reviewed 15 different applicants for a grant of $10,000 or $5,000. And they did a scoring matrix and an evaluation, just like our distribution committee does.
Yeah.
So they went through the same exercise, and it was just wonderful how intentional and careful and they were in their review, and they brought that number of 15 down to 10.
Okay.
And now in January, we'll take those students out to those 10 nonprofits for site visits.
Nice.
And tours, so they can ask questions and learn more about the programs that are being applied for.
Okay.
And then they'll do another round of scoring and decide on where they want a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant to be distributed, and that will be announced in March. So it's a really neat program that engages 25 local high school students from across Lynchburg and the surrounding counties.
Yeah.
Some students are driving 45 minutes to an hour to come to our meetings.
Wow.
And I think that's just such an incredible commitment that they're making.
Yeah.
To be part of this and learn this process. And we always hear feedback that this program has been transformational to understanding the importance of nonprofits in our community,
mm-hmm.
as well as we've learned that a lot of students have gotten involved in a nonprofit minor in college or have decided to work for a nonprofit when they graduate. And so it really does open up their eyes.
And the grants that are being applied for are typically from organizations or programs that are also benefiting youths.
Yes. And there is a connection, and they
yes.
talk about their peers and peers that they know that might be in need of housing support or food insecurity or recovery for different substances. There's some really neat applications that have come in this cycle, and we're excited for that. So thank you for featuring so many different nonprofits on the show this year. I counted, and we had 48 different nonprofits that stopped by the show here.
Nice.
Either virtually or in person. So
nice.
That's a quarter of the organizations that we serve on Share have come through this program every year. So it really allows the organizations to be spotlighted and connect with more individuals in the community.
Well, and thank you for inviting them. Thank you for spearheading that effort. And a lot of the organizations that have joined us on this particular program, they were not the biggest of the bigs,
right.
with huge budgets. They were not the glam organizations that you frequently hear of. A lot of them were, brand new nonprofits or really, really small organizations that have very little to no budget. It's a great way to get them some additional attention.
And that's what Share is all about, is creating a level playing field for our nonprofits. Every organization, all 204, have the same exact profile page, whether they're a millions of dollar organization or a few hundred dollars, and regardless of their staff size. And so on each page features the nonprofit information, how to give, how to donate, how to volunteer, and any wish list items that they might have.
Yeah.
And so we've really seen a lot of amazing connections happening this year between volunteers in the community and volunteers that have stuck with the nonprofits. We've been able to host 10 different lunch and learns throughout the year that brings usually 20 to 30 different nonprofit leaders together to learn about a specific nonprofit and take a tour of their site. So it's a deeper understanding of what we're doing. And then we have an executive director series that launched this year through the Al Strubontz Foundation grant support. And we held six of those luncheons for executive directors to talk about specific topics like housing insecurity and childcare needs and addiction and recovery services. And so it's brought some of the smaller organizations doing similar work into the fold with some of the more established and organizations. And there's been some really great connections that have been made. We've offered two mixers, one in the spring and one in the fall, and we've had one live remote at the market, but thanks to you, Mike. So we've really seen a lot of different nonprofits connected this year, and love to hear those stories. So if you have great connection stories through Share or through an event, let us know, and we'd love to feature those.
Yep. There are 204 nonprofit organizations that are featured on the Share platform right now. If you are part of a nonprofit and you're not on Share Greater Lynchburg, reach out to them because, number one, it's free. And two, there are so many folks that that utilize the platform to figure out what, you know, where am I going to volunteer? Where am I going to donate? Who does this thing that, you know, either aligns with my values or I'm in need and I need a place to go to help me solve this problem.
Right.
And the Share platform has all that information. You can find a nonprofit organization. You can volunteer. You can attend events. You can even shop for that organization right on the Share platform and have those items delivered to that nonprofit. It's a fantastic website. And a fantastic portal and a fantastic mission.
And I've heard some really neat stories about how families are using the platform to select their giving. So they're sending their, you know, asking their children to get on Share Greater Lynchburg and read about a nonprofit. Say the child cares about housing or food insecurity or animal welfare, and they can search and read and do a little bit of research to decide where some of their family giving is distributed. And that can be, you know, everything counts. $5 makes a difference. And Share is a great way to kind of introduce yourself to new organizations that you might like to get involved with over a longer period of time and maybe volunteer as a family or as a civic organization or as a faith community. It's, we feature ways for groups to give back and identify who is open to having a group come.
Absolutely. Again, you can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org or lynchburgfoundation.org for info on the Share platform and information on the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation and ways to give back between now, the end of the year, and into next year, and forever and ever and ever.
That's right.
Your giving can be in perpetuity if you wish. So get with those folks and learn
That's
more.
Right. That's right. Our tagline is here for good. It means that we are here to do good, but also we're here forever in perpetuity, and your funds will be stewarded forever at the Community Foundation.
Or as my older daughter would say when she was little, in purple patootie.
That's
great. So thank you again for everything that you do.
Yeah.
Thanks for the nice plant.
You're welcome.
I have very few Christmas decorations in the studio. We'll need to remedy that, and this helps. Megan, thank you so much.
Of course.
And we will talk again soon.
Absolutely. Happy holidays.
and happy holidays to you as well. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.